am glad to be back on Wednesday. We had a couple weeks off, but I'm glad to be back on Wednesday. I don't know about you. I've said it before. I need Wednesdays. I know it can be difficult for each and every one of us to experience joy in this world, to be joyful about what's going on. But I want to remind you something before I get into the message. It's not really related, but I think it's a good reminder that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He's the light of the world. And because of this light, because Jesus Christ, we have the light of life. The light of life. Jesus Christ gives that to us. I hope you know that you don't have a God like any other God out there. He's the one true God, the only living God. We have a living God. A living God. Turn to John chapter 8. We're going to talk about truth. Truth. One of the most powerful things that we have at our fingertips and in the words that we speak is truth. Can I tell you Jesus Christ is truth? He has the power to break people's chains because of that truth. And let me tell you this, I know this personal experience, I know this. Sometimes truth is hard to hear. It can be extremely difficult to hear the truth. Can I tell you that we are called to love in truth? That we're called to love in truth. And Jesus Christ does that with us every single day. He did it on the cross for us. Listen to me now. He did it on the cross that we don't die in our sins, but we have life. We have life. There are many people, many unbelievers and believers who don't want to hear the truth. They don't want anything to do with it. Why? Because truth brings about conviction. Truth hurts. Truth can be the one thing that absolutely holds us back from doing what God wants us to do. We're going to be in John chapter 8, starting in verse 21. We're going to read a few verses here in John chapter 8, but let me remind you again that God's word is good. God's word is the best truth that we have. It is the thing that we can rely on. Jesus is going to give some hard truths here in chapter 8. He's going to give some hard truths to the Jews. I pray that we listen very closely to what Jesus has to say throughout this passage. Verse 21. Once more Jesus said to them, I am going away and you will look for me and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. This made the Jews ask, will he kill himself? Is that why he says, where I go, you cannot come? But he continued, you are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am he. You will indeed die in your sins. Who are you, they asked. Just what I have been telling you from the beginning, Jesus replied. I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world. They did not understand what he is telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many believed in him. See, Jesus here is uttering truth to the Jews. A truth that they didn't want to hear, but Jesus, he's not afraid to say it. He says what is going to happen to him. He says, you are going to die in your sins if you do not believe in me. If you do not believe, see, the Pharisees and the religious leaders thought Jesus was a lunatic or a liar. They didn't think that he was the Son of God. But he says, when you lift me up, what does that mean? He says, when you put me on the cross, you will know that I am the Son of God. You will know that I am the Son of God. See, they didn't understand what Jesus was saying here. There's many times that we ourselves don't understand, listen to me, that Jesus Christ is from above. That he is the Son of God, the only Son of God that died for you. That's truth, church. That's a truth that the world needs to hear, that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, that he is from above, and if we don't believe in him, we are dead in our sins. It's a hard thing to hear because why? It applies to each and every one of us because we are all sinners and we are all destined for death unless Jesus intervenes in our lives. And I pray that he has intervened in your life, and I pray that you want the world to understand that as well. Verse 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Powerful verse. And the truth will set you free. What is that truth? What is the truth that will set you free? Set you free from what? Your sins. The Bible says that we are slaves to sin, bound to sin, bound for death. And Jesus is the only one that can break those chains. He's the only one that can break the chains of death in your life and give you victory over it, give you freedom. See, the Jews here are not going to understand this. Do we understand it, church? The Jews here are not going to understand what he's saying. They're just not going to get it. Verse 33. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Doesn't the world say the same thing? Doesn't the world say, we're not sinners? We've done nothing wrong against God. We've done nothing wrong against you. The world says the exact same thing. We're not slaves. We've never been slaves, Jesus. Jesus replies, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you that I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your Father. The slave has no permanent place with the Father. He's not a true child. He doesn't get an inheritance in heaven. He doesn't get any of that. What we've just heard is that we are all slaves to sin. Slaves have no permanent place. But children have a place with the Father. How do we become children of God? Through Jesus Christ. And he says, not only are you just free, you're freed indeed. You have been freed indeed. It can't be taken away. Nothing you can possibly do. It can't take it away. You've been freed. The chains are already gone. So I'm asking you this question. Are you letting truth impact your life this evening? Are you letting the truth speak into your life even when it's hard to hear? Because it is going to be hard to hear. But I pray that you are a child of God. You're God's children, church. Start acting like it. Let's start acting like we're God's children. And that has a lot of things built up onto it. But I can tell you this one thing, and many people aren't experiencing it anymore right now. There's joy in being a child of God. There is joy. That's the truth. There's joy in being a child of God. They didn't understand it. The Jews here are not getting it. They're not getting it. They're too caught up in this being a slave. They're too caught up in being somebody else's father. They have no idea what Jesus here is speaking of. Verse 39. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He is a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you Because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Powerful, powerful words from our Lord Jesus Christ. These are hard. He not only says, you're not fathers of Abraham, you're not fathers of God. No, you're father of the devil, because you do not believe in what is true. We see the same thing in this world today. The same thing. The world doesn't want to hear it. The world doesn't want to hear that they're sinners. But I can tell you that when you realize you're a sinner, it's the greatest thing. When you realize that you've fallen short of the glory of God, then Jesus comes in and cleans your life. That is truth. We're talking about truth. That is truth. Listen to me. This is important. Because many churches are filled with many people who believe this. Your mother, your father, your children, whatever it is, their faith can't get you into heaven. Being Abraham's descendants weren't getting the Jews into heaven. Living as righteous as what they thought was righteous wasn't getting them into heaven. Somebody else's faith is not getting you into heaven. It only comes through your faith in Jesus Christ. You are responsible for your own faith. You are responsible for your own belief in Jesus Christ. You have to believe on your own that Jesus Christ is who he says he is right here. That he is from above. That he does the Father's will. And that he's going to be lifted up and he's going to die for us. He says all these things. And see, listen to me when I tell you, when if you want to hear the truth, if you want to be able to listen to the truth, you got to be in communion with God. If you don't want to deceive yourselves, if you don't want the devil to come into your life and deceive you because he is the father of lies, he will try to do that. Don't think he won't try to do it, because he will try to do it. You've got to remain in the truth. You have to remain in the words of Jesus Christ. You have to remain in the Word of God. The truth we have at our fingertips that the world needs to hear, but they don't want it. So do we stop? Do we stop speaking the truth because the world doesn't want to hear it? Absolutely not. I can tell you here, the Jews didn't want to hear it, but they needed to hear it. They needed to hear the truth. They needed to hear the truth about who the Messiah was. Who the Messiah was. Let's see the response here. Verse 48. The Jews answered him, "Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" "I am not possessed by a demon," said Jesus, "but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly, I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death." At this, they exclaimed, "Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that whoever obeys your word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?" Listen to me, church. Jesus is better than Abraham. Jesus is better than the prophets. Jesus is better than the Pharisees. He's better than our president. He's better than kings. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the best. He is above all. He is God. He is God. We're going to see that here in this text. He is God. He says, "I don't glorify myself, but the Father." But the Father, he says another, that he does the Father's will. That is who Jesus is. He is the Son of God. I'll keep saying it this evening because we need to hear it over and over and over again that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Son of God. Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do not know and obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." "You are not 50 years old," they said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" "Very truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. He says, "Before Abraham was born, I am." Oh, that meant a lot. That means a lot, church. Not only is he the Son of God, he's saying that he is God in the flesh. He says, "I am." And oh, whew, the Jews didn't want to hear that. The Jews didn't want to hear that. They, in fact, they picked up some stones to stone him. But listen to me, it wasn't time. It wasn't time for Jesus to die. It wasn't time for him to shed his blood on the cross for us. See, that had already been planned out. It wasn't time. He says, "I am." I can't get enough of that. I am. One of the most powerful things we see, that Jesus is God. Listen to me. It is important to be in the truth. It is so important. Listen, there are three big questions that people ask all the time. How did all this start? What's the purpose for life? Where do we go after life? That's the three questions. That's the three questions that people ask. How did it all start? What are we supposed to be doing here? And where do we go after we die? That's the three big questions. I'm going to answer it pretty simply. You can answer it pretty... I could spend a whole message doing one of those. But listen to me. The answer is Jesus. That's the truth. The reason why it was created, the reason why we are here, and the reason why what happens when we die, it's all about Jesus. It is all about Jesus. He is the truth. This is what the scripture says. Listen, the truth changes our life. It's the biggest change in our life. When we allow truth to come in, listen, we know the wrongs of life. We know the sins of life, and there are sins. There are sins. And listen, if you're a liar, it's a sin. If you lie, it's a sin. If you steal, it's a sin. If you have sex before you're married, it's a sin. If you're a homosexual, you're living a sinful life. It's not so hard to understand. The Bible lays it out pretty clear what's a sin. If you're falling into drunkenness, that's a sin. There are sins, but listen to me. The truth says that we have a way out of the sin. We have a way out, and it's through Jesus Christ. It is only through Him. That is the truth. See, the truth gives us foundation for our Christian walk. You can't have foundation without the truth. You can't have foundation without the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ, it is the most solid thing to build off of. No wind, no storm could ever knock your house down. If it's built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, it can't happen. It could be the biggest storm in your life. It can't knock it down if it's built on that foundation. It can't do it. Listen to me, it's the most reliable thing. The truth is the most reliable thing you have. Of course, it's what it is true. It will never let you down. The Word of God will never come back void. It won't. Because why? Because it is the truth. Are we holding on to the truth? Are we letting it change our life? Are we building off of it? Are we asking God to lay bricks on our foundation so we know where to go, so we know the second part of those three questions? What is the purpose of my life? If you're not in the truth, you're not going to know the purpose. That's the truth. Listen to me. Jesus here is not a liar. He is the truth teller. He is the truth teller, and we ought to be truth tellers. We need some integrity again. We need some honesty again. We need to have good, godly character. We just aren't seeing it. We're not seeing integrity anymore. Listen to me. You can't have integrity. You can't be a truth teller. You can't be a good person. You can't be honest if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is the foundation of all of it. You're going to find yourself in a heap of trouble if you're not allowing the truth teller to speak truth into your life. I've been there. I have led myself astray, but I can tell you that Jesus Christ has never led me astray. If I allow him to speak into my life, he'll never lead me astray because he doesn't want you to fail. He doesn't want you to fall into sin. He doesn't want you to go down the path of destruction. Because why? He says, I am the light of the world, and because of this light of the world, we have the light of life. He wants you to have life. He wants you to have a godly life, a life to glorify God here on earth. And it would be so amazing to have a church just absolutely be truth tellers, to have boldness and confidence in the pulpits, to have boldness and confidence at work, to have boldness and confidence everywhere you go to speak truth into the lives of unbelievers. Well, why? That seems like a lot of work. Isn't it easier just to lie? Of course it is. But I can tell you that truth changes lives. Truth gives eternal life through Jesus Christ. I hope, I pray that we want others to have this truth in their life because it is so powerful. It is so powerful. It breaks the chains of sin. The chains of sin, the chain that can never be broken, whatever the strongest metal is, stronger than that, it can't be broken except through Jesus Christ our Lord. The blood that he shed so that we have eternal life with him. That's the truth. He says, yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Listen to me, church. Just because the world doesn't believe it doesn't mean we stop preaching it. Just because somebody doesn't believe it right now doesn't mean we stop telling them the truth. Doesn't mean we start to allow certain sins to come into the church. It doesn't mean any of that. Because the truth is the truth. It is nothing but the truth. We say that in our courts. Nothing but the truth. This is what we have here, the Word of God. I want to read 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the truth. You can't correctly handle the truth unless you're in the Word of God. If you're not allowing the inspired Word of God to influence your thoughts and your ideas and your opinions and your actions, you're going to not be someone who correctly handles the truth. Because you can't know the truth without the one who is from above. The one who knows all the truth. The one who isn't going to tell lies. You need to allow the Word of God to speak into your life. It says, present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker. Whew. A worker. What does that mean? That means we got to put some work into it. We got to start sharing the truth. Are we sharing the truth this evening? When is the last time you've shared the truth with somebody? The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The truth that you so much cling to for your salvation. That you hold so dear to you. When is the last time you've shared the knowledge of Jesus Christ to somebody? Listen to me closely. This is important. And I want you to dig down deep for a minute. It's not okay that you're not sharing the gospel. It's not okay because it is the greatest thing that we have. It is the greatest truth that we have, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it brings new life into our life. It is the greatest thing, and I'll keep saying it because God says, Jesus says, I am. This is from above. The gospel is from above. It's not something that some disciples kind of conjured up and thought, oh, this would be a good idea. Why would they go and die for it? The disciples died for the truth. They were willing to die for the truth. I'm not telling you to go and put yourself on a cross. All I'm telling you is to go to work and share the gospel. Share the name of Jesus Christ. If all you were to say is, I love Jesus, that's all you have to do. That's enough to inspire the truth. That's enough to add some curiosity to the truth. Why would you love Jesus Christ? Because he is the chain breaker. He's the one that takes a past, a disgusting past, and wipes it away. Wipes it as white as snow, cleans it. Cleans it where no one else could clean it. That's the Jesus Christ we serve. I'll remind you again, there is no God like our God. There is no God that's majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, and works in wonders like our God. Especially the wonders that he did upon the cross. The greatest miracle, the greatest event that has ever happened is the cross. And so much that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God and makes intercession for who? The children of God. The children of God, because if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are not an illegitimate child. You've been adopted. The papers have been signed. It can't be erased. You are adopted. And God himself calls you a son. God himself calls you a daughter. And there is no greater thing to ever be called than a son or a daughter of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. There's no reason not to be joyful right now. If you have the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no reason not to be joyful, even when this world is so dark. Why? Because we have the light of the world. We have this light that shines so bright. And we have it inside of us. And the Bible says we are not to put it under a lamp or put it under a bowl or all the other things we ought not to do with this light, but to let it shine bright. And listen to me, how do we get our light to shine bright? How do we get it to shine brighter and brighter? Remain in the truth. Remain in the Word of God. Remain in I am. See, the truth is very, 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 very difficult to hear. Sometimes when we hear the truths of sin, when we hear that we've done something wrong against God, many of us, there's many believers, just want to leave. Feel too ashamed to go to Jesus. Too ashamed to allow Jesus to break the chains. Too ashamed to allow Jesus to lead your life. There is nothing better than to allow Jesus to lead your life. He's never going to lead it astray. He's always going to remain faithful to you. He's always going to call you his children. He's always going to love you. He's always going to try to get you on the right path. He's always going to try to get you back on that solid foundation. So I hope this evening, I hope that you do what David says and you examine yourself. Listen, this isn't something to gloss over. This isn't something to just allow slip away in the back. This is important. The truth is the most important thing. Parents, listen to me. I'm not a parent. But you ought to share the truth with your children. Your son, your daughter, your grandchildren. They need to hear the truth. They need to hear the truth so when they grow old, when they grow old and when they become adults, the truth is instilled in them. And it even says that some will come back because you showed them who Jesus Christ was. Some that go wayward, some that go really far away, they're going to come back. Why? Because of the truth. I've said the truth a lot. I've said it multiple times this evening. Why? Because it is the greatest thing. The truth, many people don't want it, but everybody needs it. Listen to me. If you're 20 years old, don't you be afraid to share the truth with your 90-year-old grandpa. If you are 90 years old, don't you be afraid to share the truth with your 20-year-old grandchild. Don't you be afraid to share the truth. Because I am so glad that somebody was able to share the truth with me. And I pray that you are also glad that somebody shared the truth of Jesus Christ with you. Because where would you be if you didn't have the truth? Where would you be in your life if you didn't have the truth of Jesus Christ? If Jesus had never broken your chains, if you were living your old way of life, where would you be? I can tell you, you wouldn't be adopted. You wouldn't have your inheritance in heaven. You wouldn't be with Jesus Christ. And that is hard to hear, but that is the truth of the gospel. That whoever believes in the Son of God shall have eternal life. Eternal life. See, we need more Jesus in the pulpits. We need more truth in the pulpits. This world needs more truth. And let me tell you, the coronavirus, any sickness, disease, plague on this world isn't going to stop the truth. It's not going to stop the truth of Jesus Christ. It didn't stop it with the disciples, and it didn't stop it all the way up to here. It's still going because it is the truth. Let's stand. This is very, very important. Two reasons. Either you don't know the truth, or I can just about bet everybody in this room knows someone who doesn't know the truth, who doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And maybe you're here this evening and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. The truth is that if you don't believe, if you don't have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, you're destined for destruction. You're destined for hell. But if you have faith in Jesus Christ, that's it. If you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that He was the Son of God, that He died upon the cross for you, that you're a sinner, and that Jesus Christ can take that sin away from you, you have eternal life in heaven.